Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, London-based fine dining chef extraordinaire Anna Haw. She's got a BBC series, a big Irish food tour going around the place. She is Tala's very own Anna Haw. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not so bad at all. Listen, Irish things seem to be having a big moment in Britain and you are one of them.
Listen, I've been shouting from the rooftops about Irish produce and Irish culture for a very long time now. So when the show, the people from the programme came and asked me if I wanted to make it, I nearly lost my mind. It was like as if I, the most dream programme celebrating Ireland. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, you've done a great job. And just to let people know, you have Myrtle, which is, how many years is it open now?
It's 5.5 years old. And then I've just opened a wine bar as well, the Wee Sister. So it's kind of little Irish kind of snacks and then wine made by Irish people who are from, like, who are all over the world, if you know what I mean.
So it's literally called the Wee Sister.
Yeah.
Brilliant name. Where exactly is Myrtle and what do you serve there?
So Myrtle is in Chelsea and so is the Wee Sister and it's fine dining Irish food. So it's, when I was younger, Mam made everything from scratch and she's from Barnacullia and all of my training would have been like fine dining, modern European. So I kind of introduced the kind of skills and concept of those restaurants to Mam's food as the kind of first kind of beginning idea of what the restaurant would be. But it's a real kind of capture of Irish culture and Irish kind of storytelling as well as produce and Irish recipes, but refined in a way that it's elegant, but like it still is the heartbeat of Ireland. So it's not like overly, you know, we don't tell you how to eat, if you know what I mean.
It's a real relaxed. And it's totally Irish, isn't it? Even the cutlery from Newbridge and you've got plates from Brookwood pottery, Galway crystal. You've included everything from the island over there. It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, and Mullingar pewter is the water goblets. And yeah, no, there's loads of Helen Faulkner. We've loads of like bespoke made plates by her as well. And there's so much detail, the artwork by Liz Levy, like the amazing artist. There's just loads of detail that if you don't want to know it, it's grand, you can just have a lovely time. But if you scratch the surface, there's loads of detail there. Even the vocabulary we use like Irish vocabulary in the restaurant as well.
Oh yeah, such as?
So like traditionally in restaurants, when you would call a check, you'd go, you know, two salmon, two this. The kitchen responds with we chef for. But in Myrtle, we say on sure, which
do
means
you, really?
I'm here and I'm present. Yeah, it's a much better response. And we say a horja instead of service. And we like there's, you know, we have bia biog, which is instead of a moose bush. And we've got milchon instead of petit fours. And you know, ishka, and just little small words that it's like what the French did when they came to London and Ireland. They incorporated French vocabulary in the restaurants. And it was a bit weird in the beginning and people laughed at it. And then eventually just became normal and it became integrated with the business. So that was the idea with Myrtle, that we would integrate the Irish language there as well.
Such a clever idea. And I just love your story because you started out doing cooker courts in Dublin. Where did you do your training?
Carlborough Street like professional cookery. And then I did my apprenticeship in Salt Hill Hotel and then to Le Cravan. And then I worked in Paris and Spain and America and obviously London. I've travelled all over the place.
Amazing. Really, just coming really out of Carlborough Street, which is now part of TU Dublin in Ireland. It's a lovely story. And you worked with Gordon Ramsay along the way as well and got along very well with him.
Yeah. Well, I worked for Gordon Ramsay for quite a few years and I went over to America as well with him. And it was brilliant. I learned a lot about business as well while I worked for Gordon, which I think really kind of drove me to open up my own restaurant. That like, I like taking care of customers. I love being motivated by the right things. So that means I was very comfortable with making a mistake or being a bit stressed. I'm very comfortable in that environment. And I think if you do feel that way, you probably should work for yourself, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think kind of, kind of part of the drive is kind of feeling comfortable in being uncomfortable. And I learned loads when I worked for him. But like Shane Osborne was probably like one of the biggest chefs that had an impact on me as well. Like I was very lucky. Philip Howard, like there's so many of them. Gualtiero Marchesi. I was very lucky with the places I worked. Very talented people.
Very lucky. And now people are learning from you and including ourselves. Thanks to the show, Anna Haw's Big Irish Food Tour. What's the idea? You go around the country.
Oh my God, this is so brilliant. Wait till I tell you. So there's a celebrity from the area. Yeah. So that's what brings me to the area. Then they talk about like why this area is special. So whether their parents are from there, whether they holiday there, where they currently live there. And then they introduce me to a producer and I introduce them to a producer. We cook together. And then I also cook another time for one of the other producers. And we just like talk about what is Irish food, what is our memories, what's the culture. And then it's just amazing produce along the way. Like I learned so much. I made loads of new kind of connections and stuff for ingredients that I get from my businesses because it was just such a natural fit. But all of the celebrities, there's not one episode where I think you won't sit down and go, Jesus, that's brilliant.
It is brilliant. You're in the English market with Catherine Ryan looking at the produce there in Cork. Once again, jealous of Cork. And they made you obviously say that Cork is the food capital of Ireland. That was you're obviously locked up somewhere and not allowed to leave. And kidneys. I've never seen kidneys look so delicious.
Well, the kidneys is the thing where I think there was a lot of back and forth. Oh, are we going to let her do kidneys? Are we not going to let her do kidneys? And I was just like, we have to do kidneys. You know, we're talking about sustainability in this world. And kidneys are an absolute delicacy that we have this nation that is full of like lambs and obviously pigs. There's like all sorts of different kidneys to be getting, but particularly with so many lambs. And I just was like, those kidneys should be celebrated. They're just something really special. And I knew Dorina would be, she likes nose to tail. So.
All of the people
I cook for, on first name basis, me doing it.
These are lamb kidneys, soaked in milk for about 10 minutes and then you cook them.
Or as long as you can. Like the milk is good for helping tenderize and kind of give a better flavor to them. But they don't take long to cook. They go really well with capers and mustard is really nice in there. And like you could put a bit of a cream or in the thing I do, chicken stock and a little bit of butter. But it is a simple, like it's literally fast food, very nutritious and very affordable, but a delicacy. And I think food like that should be celebrated.
No, that dish has to be watched. That was incredible. And it was really quick as well. And also use the beetroot stalks, which I would never have thought of before. And then with Catherine Ryan, tell us very quickly, because it's been a cold week in Ireland and people might be thinking of potato cakes over the weekend. How do you make yours? Yeah.
So there's loads of various. I could do a book on potato cakes, by the way, but the one I made is because every county does a different potato cake. We don't talk to each other. There's like a bazillion potato cakes in Ireland. So the one I did for Catherine Ryan, she's gluten-free. So I just used corn flour and egg in this, and I put a little bit, I think, of might have put like a little bit of garlic in it as well and a bit of seasoning and some baking powder. And you just kind of work it into a paste like a kind of potato scone.
Mix it into the mashed potato.
Into the mashed potato and then you just put it into the frying pan with a little drop of oil and cook it either side slowly or cook it quickly either side and pop it in the oven for like 2-3 minutes.
And now I have about 30 seconds, but can you give us, you changed my life on eggs and boiling an egg, small egg, 5.5 minutes in the boiling water, but to peel it and neatly, there's a trick.
Yeah, so you have to have a little bowl of cold water, tap, 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 dip it in the cold water so you don't burn your fingers, and then start to peel it, dip it in a little bit again, and then peel it, and then you will have a perfectly cooked egg that will stay warm, and then you just cut it in half and you'll have a lovely soft centre. But the key is to doing that, you must make sure your eggs are at room temperature before you boil them. Yes. You take them straight from the fridge, the shell will stick, so you have to run them under like a little bit of hot tap water to bring them up to room temperature. So that's the real golden trick. Otherwise, do you ever try to peel an egg and shell sticks to it? It's a nightmare.
They're great episodes as well. Dennis Taylor, Up Tyrone Way, you cook a meal for him, but he says his granny did it slightly better. That's controversial, but Tyrone people will always sledge Anna. Anna Haugh, it's been a pleasure. The Anna Haugh's Big Irish Food Tour, it's on BBC One this coming Monday at 8 p.m. All episodes on the iPlayer, only available to our northern listeners. But in the meantime, thanks for representing us so well over there, Anna.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show. It was a lovely chat. Thanks a million.
Good luck. Bye-bye.